Exclusive. Book by top Trump intel official Cliff Sims exposes trans propaganda inside CIA. By Catherine Hamilton on March 27, 2024. Apart from its mission to protect the United States from dangerous foreign actors, the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, has seemingly pledged its allegiance to another cause, gender ideology. Cliff Sims, who served as Deputy Director of National Intelligence under former President Donald Trump, exposes in his new book, titled The Darkness Has Not Overcome, Lessons on Faith and Politics from Inside the Halls of Power, how pro-transgender propaganda lines the halls of the CIA. The book, obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, details Sims' first time walking into the CIA after stepping into his new role. I walked through an obscure entrance and scanned my badge while standing inside a plastic tube that felt like something out of an 80s sci-fi flick, he writes. Sims continues. Now inside the bowels of the CIA's original headquarters building, I was confronted with a maze of hallways lined with locked doors and plaques with vague descriptions of what might lie behind them. I finally found a bank of elevators and rode up to the main floor where the wide hallways are aligned with a mixture of historical paintings and the type of promotional posters found in many corporate settings. The CIA's Diversity and Inclusion Office had many more posters touting its various programs and initiatives and proclaiming the importance of each officer's identity, he added. But as I turned the corner to walk into the CIA's cafeteria for the first time, it became clear that the agency's diversity focus had a political angle as well. Trans lives are human lives, the poster read. Even in here, I thought to myself, considering how someone had taken time out of their day protecting the security of America from dangerous foreign actors in order to promote the latest iteration of identity politics, Sims writes. Sims notes that diversity inside the CIA is obviously important so that agents can blend in on various missions around the world. However, the CIA's fixation on diversity has a political angle, he says. Sims writes. In spite of the left's insistence that Americans need to trust the science on any number of issues, ranging from vaccines to climate change, nothing draws their ire more quickly than when someone asserts the basic tenets of human biology, like the fact that having two X chromosomes makes one a female, while having one X and one Y chromosome makes one a male. He goes on to warn of consequences for anyone who dissents from the idea that gender is a matter of personal choice rather than biological fact, no matter how respectfully one disagrees, and regardless of whether it is out of religious conviction. There will be pressure to conform, to list your pronouns. In the case of the U.S. State Department, they just put their employees' pronouns in all email headers, whether the employees liked it or not, to share bathrooms and locker rooms with individuals of a different sex, to destroy women's sports, he writes. Those who disagree are called bigots and are not tolerated. The old adage that the antidote for bad speech is more good speech only really works when you have the truth on your side. Sims continues, writing to fellow Christians about how they should handle the culture's growing denial of biological reality. The biblical truth that God created us male and female, Genesis 1:27, is a great place to start. This beautiful reality is echoed throughout Scripture, from the description of creation in Genesis 2 to God's vision of man and woman coming together as one flesh in marriage, Genesis 2:24, Matthew 19:5, Mark 10:8, Ephesians 5:31. All of the Bible's gender discussions take place in a binary framework of man and woman. When engaging with transgender coworkers or dealing with various identity politics mandates in the workplace, Sims advises Christians to always have empathy for those who are hurting and confused while also opposing any such mandates on the basis that I will not violate my sincerely held religious beliefs to placate anyone's false opinions. He quotes Jefferson, as Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." So if you want to be at the forefront of today's counter-revolution, be an unabashed rebel against the left's tyranny of the mind and assault on human biology, get married, start a family, and refuse to live in fear of the mob, he adds. Sims' book is due out May 7th and is available for pre-order now. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.